Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Teams are back on their bench. We're about to get the second half underway. Evergreen's leading Lakeland 42-21. Sponsored by Cloverbelt Credit Union, local lenders lending local money and keeping our community strong. Construction loans to Cloverbelt Credit Union. For Lakeland, Nolan St. Germain, the junior, is getting an education here. Colin Quanti, Michael Oymet, Alex Fortier, and Cody Wolf. Evergreen to put their regular starting five out to start the second half. Cade Sievertson, Alex Studeman, Brian Hallenbeck, Ethan Ostrowski, and Keaton Edwards. Again, the Evergreens figure to get a lot of players in the second half of this game. Lakeland will inbound and play is back in second half, now underway. Fortier, they go down low. Fading backwards is Quadi, too strong. Hallenbeck with the rebound. Boy, Lakeland needed that. Down low to Sievertson, pulls up just outside the lane, and Cade Sievertson scores. Evergreened by 23. Hopefully this will be a nice and tidy second half. Don't want to parade to the free throw line here. Quadi's cut off on the baseline. Studeman's defense is solid. Goes back out to Fortier. And now here's Nolan St. Germain. Again, the sophomore is getting a lesson in how to handle the press. Over to Fortier. Fortier tries to go down low. Too tall for Cody Wolf. Throws it out of bounds. 19th turnover. 17-16 to play. And Hallenbeck will bring it up to the Evergreens. Over to Sievertson, and now Studeman. Back to Hallenbeck, low blocks, goes back out. Keaton Edwards was open for three, gives to Ostrowski. Ostrowski's defense has been good tonight, no points. Left along the baseline for Studeman in traffic. Studeman fouled, and he scores. Studeman fancy with an underhand scooping shot, knew that he was going to absorb contact, and Studeman gets the basket. Now the second Everest player to double digits with 10, and he'll get a free throw too. Nolan St. Germain, the sophomore, fouled him. Studeman's free throw is a line drive right through. And all the early trends point to the Evergreens. Evergreens now lead 47-21. Lakeland almost lost the handle again. Michael Omet picked it up. Goes back out to 48. Hallenbeck guards it. Now the corner, no look to St. Germain, but he's got Sievertson there. Wow, Sievertson blocked him. They're going to call a foul. Got to say that Sievertson got him on the arm. I think that's right. Free throws coming up here. Sievertson almost clean. It's his first. And two free throws coming up for Nolan St. Germain. And he misses the first right off the front rim. We're sponsored by the Brainerd Funeral Home and Cremation Center, respected as our area's best funeral home in 2018 and 2019. When it matters most, the Brainerd Funeral Home is there. Missed them both, and Ethan Ostrowski gets the rebound. Lakeland's digging its own grave with the turnovers tonight. Sievertson gives it back to Keaton Edwards, who surveys. Gives it back to Sievertson, who thought about the three. Hallenbeck, Edwards, set up for the three, gun shy, back out. Hallenbeck all alone. Passes on the shot, drives in, and was stripped. Hallenbeck shouldn't take the three there. Again, Hallenbeck's trying to be unselfish and wants to set up his teammates. Hallenbeck was more playing for an assist than for basket there. Driving in is Alex Fortier, and Fortier scores for the first time tonight. Lakeland, one of their few baskets in transition. Studeman for the Evergreens, cut off at the foul line, picks up his dribble. A little bit of trouble. Gives it back to Keaton Edwards. Now baseline Sievertson in traffic. To Ostrowski off a screen. Three ball. Good, Ethan Ostrowski. His defense has been so good tonight. Ostrowski deserves to be in the scorer's column, and he is. 50-23. And St. Germain hangs at the rim. Ostrowski got him to change his shot. Missed everything on the hanging floater right into the hands of Keaton Edwards. Studeman, baseline 10. Left him all alone. No one marked up Studeman, and he scores. Studeman quickly to 15. 52-23 Evergreens. This possession will bring us under 15 minutes. Down low to Nolan St. Germain. No look pass. Yeah, no look. Stolen by Ostrowski. Evergreens do not have numbers, so they'll leave it here for Studeman as the defenses fill in. Down low to Hallenbeck right over the top. Hallenbeck is fouled at the rim. Hallenbeck was frustrated that ball didn't go through the cylinder, too. Hallenbeck was thinking a three-point play. Body language is bad for these Thunderbirds. Fortier just picked up his third throw. Didn't even look back. Walked straight over to the bench. Hallenbach will get two free throws here. And he makes the first. EverythingEvergreens.com is where you can follow the Evergreens all season long. Brought to you by DeVorty Orthodontics, Dunright Exteriors, InterCity State Bank, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Country Fresh Meats, and Tolusti, Kennedy and Dirks. EverythingEvergreens.com. Hallenbeck got both of his free throws. Evergreens have, well, the Evergreens opened the half on a 12-2 run, and it's 54-23. Evergreens had the Thunderbirds doubled up, 42-21 at halftime. Lakeland in the front court, here's Kim Crisco. Over to the corner, bounce back low, knocked away by Hallenbach and stolen by Keaton Edwards. Edwards in transition to Ostrowski along the baseline. In traffic, got his man up in the air. Ostrowski was caught under the rim, bent himself back. Hallenbach gets the rebound. It's a hustle play. Keaton Edwards open for a three, missed it. Rebound to Cody Wolf of Lakeland. Not sure how much longer the Evergreen starters are going to be in here. Colton Hall is already in for Studeman. Along the baseline, Lakeland's Michael Omet drives and scores. Only the third and fourth points of the second half for Lakeland. Ostrowski here leaves it in the corner for Colton Hall. Hall drives in. He's bodied up. He is fouled. Free throws coming up for Colton Hall. M&J Marine brings you DC Everest basketball, the best boats in the business, the best selection, the best people. Go boldly at M&J Marine. I-39 to exit 181, Mosinee. You'll notice the difference. Tim Crisco is called for the foul. And the first free throw from Colton Hall is no good. Hit two from the free throw line in the first half. Has one more coming here. That one's good. 55-25. 14 minutes left. Up high, Cody Wolf. Wolf is fouled as he started to move towards the basket from behind the arc. Keaton Edwards is the only player in the area, so Keaton must be the guilty party. Team's second foul in the half. Lakeland inbounds underneath. Yeah, the Evergreens just better, just have better personnel and certainly much deeper than the Thunderbirds. Evergreens have not been pressing in the second half, but in the first half, boy, the full court press and the trap took their toll. Lakeland with a lot of turnovers. Cullen Quaddy over the top now, lobbed to Wolf down low. Keaton Edwards blocked from behind by Ostrowski, whose defense has been five-star tonight. Ahead to Hallenbach. Keaton Edwards fakes the three, pulls the ball down. Well, Keaton was fancy between the legs there. A rocket cross-court pass to Ostrowski. His three is no good. Loose ball is pulled in by Jacob Borak of the Thunderbirds. Evergreen sitting on a 30-point lead and 13 and a half minutes left. Tim Crisco is here. Goes back out to Michael Oimet. Keaton Edwards cut him off at the foul line. Back out to Jacob Borak. Lakeland's trying to run half-court offense here. Colton Hall has just cut off Tim Crisco. Goes back out to Cullen Quaddy. Quaddy drove into the lane, lost the handle. Ostrowski picks it up to Keaton Edwards. Bounce to Studeman, who's fouled at the rim, and he scores. Alex Studeman goes back to the free throw line. He'll try and complete a three-point play. Again, some of these are frustration fouls now after Lakeland turnovers. Cooper Bradfish will come in for the Evergreens. Foul was on Cody Wolf, who's called for his third. Keaton Edwards will come out. Yeah, this is such a comfortable lead now. You just hope no injuries. No injuries. Don't want to lose personnel for the Big Valley Conference games that lie ahead. Alex Studeman makes the free throw, completes the three-point play. It's 58-25. Jacob Borak in the corner now to Quaddy. Goes back out high. Michael Oimet looks to drive in. Oimet just threw the ball into the bench. Now that's tipped out by the Evergreens' Hallenbeck. Lakeland will keep the ball. Lakeland has turned the ball over so much tonight. Tim Crisco inbounds. Over to Luke Larson. Larson fakes the three. Rocket pass down low to Borak, who spins towards the rim. Borak is fouled. He'll get free throws here. Ostrowski and Hallenbach were both nearby, and Ostrowski will get called for the foul. Lakeland is just 2 of 6 from the free throw line. Another thing that's just not working tonight for the Thunderbirds. Two free throws here. First is good. Borak has 3 points. We are sponsored by Baseman Shoe and Clothing on Wausau's South 3rd Avenue. Wool bibs, wool pants, wool shirts, and warm Irish setter boots. Your headquarters for warm and dry, Baseman's Shoe and Clothing, serving the community for 80 years. Borak's second free throw is good. It's 58-27. The Evergreens hoist a three from Cooper Bradfish. Long rebound comes out. Bradfish commits a foul, trying to follow his own miss. He fouled Luke Larson. Call the foul on Braden Kinderman. Beg your pardon. Team's fourth. Lakeland inbounds the ball, trying to go to the basket. Cut off there is Tim Crisco. Crisco forced it anyway, missed at the rim. Tipped up, no good. Michael Oimet and Ethan Ostrowski gets the rebound. Oimet tried to tip that on the fly, didn't get a good look. Probably needed two hands on that. Evergreen Studeman drives in. Ball's knocked away by one of the Thunderbirds. Evergreens will keep it. Ethan Ostrowski will get a breather now, and Logan Ebersole comes in for the Evergreens. Hallenbeck and Studeman, the only two starters on the floor for the Evergreens at this stage of the game, and Hallenbeck inbounds to Braden Kinderman. Kinderman is cut off. Goes out high to Logan Ebersole to Studeman. Try the no-look pass to Hallenbeck. Ball is tied up underneath. The arrow points to the Evergreens. That's a bad pass, though. Hallenbeck, who's all heart when the ball's loose, is able to tie up that ball, and the arrow points back to D.C. Everest. 58-27 Evergreens. Hallenbeck inbounds to Studeman. Studeman picks up his dribble. Now down low to Ebersole, who is double-teamed, had the ball knocked away. Ball is loose, taken right back by Colton Hall, who's fouled on a reach-in. Colton Hall wasn't going to surrender the ball there. Didn't want to fall back and play defense. Took a swipe at the ball and knocked it free and was fouled in the process. And Tim Crisco picks up his third foul. Uh-oh, that is Lakeland's sixth, which means the next foul puts the Evergreens into the bonus. With this being a non-competitive game, we would like not to see the stretch run filled with time-consuming free throws. Evergreens here will inbound. That's a common foul to the baseline. Ebersole left unguarded, three, all good. Logan Ebersole. Ebersold had a three in the first half. What's going on here? He's got seven. 61-27. Lakeland's almost thrown the ball out of bounds. Jacob Borak retrieves it in front of the scorer's table. That was an unforced error. Along the baseline, 48's cut off. Open, straight on three. Tim Crisco missed. Hallenbeck gets the rebound for the Evergreens. Just left that one short. Hallenbeck in transition. No look underneath. Scoring for the Evergreens. Braden Kinderman. Kinderman's got four, again set up by his unselfish senior captain teammate, Brian Hallenbeck. 11 minutes left in this one. 63-27, Evergreens big. Fortier up high for Lakeland, over to Tim Crisco. Again, the Evergreens, the offense sure has more flow to it than what we saw on Friday against Marshfield. And Marshfield wanted to play a slowdown game on Friday, and that was at their terms. Pass goes down low to Borak. Hallenbeck thought he had a clean block. Now they're going to say Hallenbeck got him up high. Ryan Hallenbeck has picked up his second foul, and free throws are coming here. Now this message, there are two types of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see someone being bullied, stand up and speak out. A message from our sister station, WIFC. Sponsored by the Kasura Kids Foundation, the Cloverbelt Credit Union, and this Midwest Communications Station. First free throw for Jacob Borak is good. He'll get one more. Missed that one. Rebound to the Evergreens and Colton Hall. Evergreens pass this ahead. Up to Logan Ebersole down low, loose in the paint. Bo Svoke in for the Evergreens. Ball was knocked away off one of the Lakeland players. The Evergreens will inbound. Logan Ebersole in traffic gets into Colton Keelman. Long two, round and out, no good. Fighting for the rebound, got a foul here on the Evergreens. That is the Evergreens' last foul to give. That is Bo Svoke. Lakeland into the front court now. Cody Wolfe. Wolfe is their tallest player, 6'5". He has no points, three fouls, and just turned the ball over there. Tried to pass that along the baseline to one of his teammates, and it goes right back over to the Evergreens. 10.5 left in this one. Colton Keelman will walk the ball up for the Evergreens. Now gives over to Colton Hall. Hall to the front court. And that's Cooper Bradfish. Cross court now to Spoke. Spoke is guarded. Nice pass to Bradfish in traffic to the baseline. Three ball. Ebersol looking for his third three of the game. No good. Goes out of bounds. It's the Lakeland player who is unable to secure it. Hit the end line and goes over to the Evergreens. Evergreens will keep possession. Tlusty, Kennedy, and Dirks Law Firm sponsors our broadcast. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust. Tlusty, Kennedy, and Dirks, helping Central Wisconsin families for 40 years. Stripped on the inbounds pass, Lakeland takes it away. Tim Crisco, Spoke, guards him. Goes back out to Borak. And now over to Tim Crisco. Lakeland works the perimeter. Fash pass down low, Colton Ellis. Ellis almost out of bounds, saved it, and got it back to his teammate, Tim Crisco again. Spoke out to guard him. Gives over to Jacob Borak. 9.5 left. Nice pass down low. Moving without the ball is Tim Crisco. And Crisco gets his first basket of the night for the Thunderbirds. Lakeland still has only 9 points in the second half. 63-30. Evergreen's nice move in. Fouled on the drive is Colton Hall. Hall got the ball at the free throw line. Dribbled to improve his position and was fouled as he took that shot. Colton Hall goes to the free throw line. Fouled by Borak. Both teams now in the bonus with 9:20 left in the ball game. And Colton Hall, first free throw, good. He's got 4 points, all of them from the foul line. Logan Ebersold is out. Cooper Bradfish is in for the Evergreens. Keelman, Bradfish, Kinderman, Ebersold, and Spoke. No starters for the Evergreens right now. Colton Hall's second free throw is good. 65-30. Lakeland brings the ball up into the front court. Colton Ellis guarded by Keelman. Pass down low. Keelman rolls back and double teams. Almost stole the ball away from Cody Wolfe. Again, Wolfe, a senior. Lakeland's got nothing out of him. Their 6'5 senior post player just shut down. Here's a reach in. Cooper Bradfish tried to knock that ball away, and here's the first of what we hope is not going to be 9 minutes of playing time of one-and-ones. Ick. Cooper Bradfish has committed his second foul. And Cody Wolfe is still not on the scoreboard. He misses the front end of the one-and-one, and Cooper Bradfish gets the rebound. Into the corner, Colton Keelman. Keelman passes up the shot. Goes back out here. Evergreens of Bryce Dobby back in for the Evergreens. Keelman, three ball, baseline, good. That's a tough shot. Almost from behind the backboard from the extreme corner. Colton Keelman with a high arcing three. It's 68-30. Evergreens are going to put up an eye-popping margin of victory in today's game. Give other teams in the Valley something to think about. Again, the Evergreens, very tough defense. Full court pressure in the first half created a lot of turnovers. And this ball is thrown into the backcourt. Dobby and Keelman sprint towards it. It is Keelman who picks it up and scores. So if anything, Lakeland's play has still not gotten better in the second half. They trail now 70-30. And Lakeland's going to call a timeout. We'll take 1-2. 8:01 left in the game, and the Evergreens are up by 40 points. Back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
The best boats in the business, the best selection, the best people. For 100 years, M&J Marine has set the standard for sales and service, and let them prove it with a new Lund boat powered by the quality and performance of a Mercury outboard. Take a trip through their massive showroom where there's a boat show every day. The best brands and Mercury. Go boldly only at M&J Marine. Proud sponsor of DC Ever Sports, I-39, exit 181, Mozenie. You'll notice the difference. M&J Marine.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
We're back at the DC Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Evergreen's led by 21 at halftime and now lead by 44. By 40. Lakeland has the ball out of the timeout. Jamison Morgan subs in for the Evergreens. Lakeland's got possession. Colton Ellis drives the rim too strong. Wolf gets the rebound. He is blocked. No fouled. I think Cooper Bradfish is in the neighborhood there, but he's part of a double team. So let's see who this foul is on. Jamison Morgan. Morgan picks up his third. Cody Wolf was in the act of shooting. He'll get two free throws. The first of which is no good. Eyes the rim for a second free throw. Missed them both. 0 for 3 from the free throw line. Jamison Morgan tries to save that, and the Evergreens do save the ball. Kept it from going out of bounds over the end line. Into the hands of Cooper Bradfish. 7 minutes left in this one. Bradfish almost lost his dribble, trying to get to the rim, got the ball back. Bradfish is fouled. 1-1 coming up here. Again, with this being a 40-point game, the clock will continue to run until we get down to zeros. So, mercifully, this one will come to an end faster. Scott Ballas is finally on the floor for Lakeland. In fact, Lakeland's putting in three new players. Matt Holmes comes in, an unrostered number 12, and an unrostered number 22 from the JV team. That's Darren Risingson and Bo Peterson. Front end of the 1-1 is a miss. Evergreens bang for the rebound. Jamison Morgan, it's off the Lakeland player, and the Evergreens will keep it. Okay. Evergreens will inbound underneath their own basket. Kinderman all the way up high to Colton Keelman. Three ball, missed everything. That was a misfire. Lakeland gets the rebound. Gives the ball over to Scott Ballas. Again, both teams have the secondary players in right now. The Evergreens again continue to build this lead. Driving in traffic, that is Ballas, too strong. Save to Matt Holmes. Lakeland still has the ball here and works the perimeter. And the Evergreens, Jamison Morgan bodied up that Lakeland player. Scott Ballas has the ball now. Over to Holmes. Lakeland's just trying to run an offensive set. Open for a three. That's good. Jacob Borak. 70-33. Lakeland may not get to 40 here. Evergreens battling in traffic, going back out. Here's a long two, Cooper Bradfish, too strong. Ball is knocked all the way out near center court where the Evergreens out-hustle the Thunderbirds for the ball. Bradfish hanging in the lane and scoring. Cooper Bradfish set up by the hustle play there by Braden Kinderman. It was Kinderman who tracked down the loose ball, got it ahead to Bradfish. 72-33, Evergreen. To drive in is Matt Holmes. Holmes goes to the rim, fouled. Bradfish and Colton Keelman both converged at the point of attack. Evergreen's getting more players in. Looks like Bo Svoke is coming back in. Foul will be on Colton Keelman. Scott Ballas will shoot two in the act of shooting. 1st free throw, line drive in, so Scott Ballas will get himself into the scorer's column. Bo Svoke in for Colton Keelman. Cooper Bradfish comes out, and Bryce Dobby back in for the Evergreens. And that's as deep as the Everest bench goes tonight. 2nd free throw, no good. 72-34. And the Evergreens have more than doubled up Lakeland. Bo Svoke has the ball. Svoke on the dribble. Gives to the corner. Jamison Morgan pass up the shot. Morgan looks to drive in. Had his feet slip out from under him. Is Captain Morgan okay? Yes. Bo Svoke steals the ball right back. Goes to the rim too strong. Svoke fights for it. Ball is loose. No injuries here. The Evergreens fish that ball out. Cooper Bradfish with the rebound. Jamison Morgan. And Morgan is fouled. No, they're going to call a jump ball. They're going to say that Morgan was blocked while he had that ball. And the arrow points to Lakeland. Just don't want to see anyone hurt in a 72-34 game. We had a lot of bodies on the floor scrapping for the ball here. Again, these are non-starters for both sides, so they're likely to go full speed. Lakeland backs the ball out. Almost stolen there. Foul on Jamison Morgan. Morgan, who's seen limited playing time, they're going to make some fun of him in practice. He's picked up four fouls now. But Morgan throwing the body around a little bit. Carson Mattis, who's now in the game for Lakeland, shooting two. And Carson Mattis has just hit his first. Second one is no good. Evergreens get the rebound. That was Jamison Morgan, who they keep in. Ahead to Cooper Bradfish. Back out here, looking to drive in. Jamison Morgan down to the low blocks. Picked up his dribble back out to Bo Spok. 2 minutes left in this one. It's 72-35. Evergreens into the corner. Cooper Bradfish passed up the shot. Dribbles in, hangs at the rim, misses. Ball pinballs around. Lakeland comes away with it. Nope, got a reach-in foul there on the Evergreens. A walk all the way down to the other end. Jesse Rombalski is in for the Evergreens now, and he picked up the foul. Down at the other end, that's Carson Mattis, who's shooting two more free throws. Mattis makes the first. Right now, the Evergreens have Lakeland doubled up, and now doubled up minus one. It's 72-37 as Carson Mattis just hit his two free throws. 1:05, we'll go under 1 minute on this possession. Bo Spok has the ball for the Evergreens. Over to Cooper Bradfish, back to Spok. Spok wears the white headband, easily identifiable. Almost threw it out of bounds. Dobby saves it along the end line. Tried to lob that over the top, stolen away. Trying to get that underneath. Lakeland comes into the front court with Matt Holmes. 40 seconds left. Holmes is fouled on Bo Spok. Two free throws coming up here. Holmes to the free throw line. First of which is good. Matt Holmes. First point of the night for the senior guard. Second free throw, that's good too. Holmes has two for the night. Just 10 seconds left in the ball game, and the Evergreens will inbound. Bo Spok has it. Down to 7-6. This is going to be a very convincing win for the Evergreens. A reach in and a foul, and time is going to expire, and that's going to do it. The Evergreens, 72-39 winners over the Lakeland Thunderbirds. A convincing win for the DC Everest Evergreens tonight. They improved to 6-0. Back in the studio, we'll take a quick 30-second break, and then we'll come back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Your way of celebrating New Year's has changed. You've done away with dinner reservations at expensive restaurants and fighting to get a drink in a busy bar. Your idea of a good time consists of family, friends, and a good meal to tie them all together. Let Country Fresh Meats provide the main course. Whether you're serving beef, chicken, pork, or turkey, you can expect your meal to be unforgettable. Country Fresh Meats sources all of their products locally, and you and your guests will taste the difference. Visit Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston, online at countryfreshmeats.com.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcast at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Blackhawks!
Welcome back to the DC Everest Fieldhouse, where the crowd is beginning to empty out, celebrating a very convincing DC Everest win. Everest boys basketball 72, the Lakeland Thunderbirds 39. I'm Chris Conley, and we'll be back with a happy recap, our leading scorers in 3 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Business banking is growing at Intercity State Bank. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity. I'm pleased to announce that we've expanded our business banking department. The additional lending staff allows us to continue to provide the relationship banking our business customers depend on. At Intercity, we specialize in funding businesses poised to flourish and grow. Businesses who can benefit from financing to meet increased productivity needs with financing for buildings, acquisitions, or expansion, new equipment, or vehicles. We finance business of all kinds and sizes. commercial, small business, agricultural enterprises, and municipal projects. It's all part of our philosophy of banking relationships, building community. If your business could benefit and grow from the financing and banking experience Intercity provides, give us a call and let's meet for lunch or at your business or a place and time convenient for you. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank with offices in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
Smile. Wishing for a straighter, healthier smile, but don't want to struggle with the metal wires and bands that go along with having braces? DeVorni Orthodontics is a certified Invisalign provider, giving you a clear and comfortable way to wear braces.
I have Invisalign. The results are really coming through great.
Invisalign consists of a series of clear plastic aligners designed to gently and gradually move your teeth into place, leaving you with a straight and healthy smile you've always wanted.
Dr. DeVorni has changed my life in a positive way. My teeth have definitely straightened out.
Take the first step towards a straighter smile at DeVorni Orthodontics. Stop in for a free consultation with no referral needed. Visit Dr. John DeVorni and find out if Invisalign is right for you.
I noticed my teeth are getting better and more straight. I would recommend Dr. DeVorni because he takes good care of his patients.
DeVorni Orthodontics in Anago, Merrill, and Wausau. Learn more about Invisalign at DeVorniOrthodontics.com.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Just moments ago, the Evergreens boys defeated Lakeland 72-39. I mean, these teams play each other every year. It is a team from the Great Northern Conference, the easier of the leagues compared to the Evergreens-Wisconsin Valley Conference. The Evergreens are better than they've been in recent years, and Lakeland, well, they've graduated some of their best players from the past couple of seasons and have lost a lot of their height, and that made tonight's game a mismatch. Really, the story was the Evergreens' full-court press and full-court trap in the first half. Lakeland could not handle it. And once the Thunderbirds were rattled, they didn't really play any better in the second half when the Evergreens took the press off. In fact, in the second half, the Evergreens outscored the Thunderbirds 30-18. The Evergreens went on a 13-2 run to start the half, and the game was really never in doubt. The Evergreens led by Alex Studeman with 16 points, 12 for Brian Hallenbeck, 9 for Cade Sievertson, 7 points each for Logan Ebersold, Colton Kielman, and Cooper Bradfish. 5 points for Colton Hall. 4 points tonight for Brayden Kinderman. 3 points for Ethan Ostrowski, whose defense was great. And Keaton Edwards had 2 for the Evergreens. Just one player in double figures for the Thunderbirds, Colin Quaddy, had 11 points. 8 for Jacob Borak. 6 for Michael Armet. 4 for Nolan St. Germain. 3 points for Carson Mattis. And 2 points each for Alex Fortier, Matt Holmes, and Tim Crisco. The Evergreens improved to 6-0. And the next time we'll have an Everest broadcast for this boys basketball team on the road against Spash. Tough place to play. The Evergreens came out of Stevens Point with a win last year, breaking a long losing streak against the Panthers. So the Evergreens will be in a battle the next time we see them on Friday night here at Fox Sports. Tomorrow, join us for D.C. Everest Hockey. We'll be down at Spash at the KB Willett Arena. That game is on tape delay, after the Wausau East Merrill Co-op hockey game against Wisconsin Rapids. So a hockey doubleheader Tuesday night on Fox Sports Radio. Basketball tonight has been brought to you by Dunright Exteriors, siding, windows, roofs, gutters. For 65 years, Dunright's a real standout in the community. And Tlusty, Kennedy, and Dirks, if you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust. Tlusty, Kennedy, and Dirks, helping Central Wisconsin families for over 40 years. For the Evergreen, six games played and six wins. They defeat Lakeland tonight, 72-39. And that wraps up our Fox Sports game night coverage. I'm Chris Conley, and you've been listening to Everest Basketball. Good night, everybody.